Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today we're discussing the veil. Deep within the heart of the Ministry of Magic lies a chilling enigma that has confounded wizards and witches for centuries. The veil, a haunting manifestation nestled within the Death Chamber of the Department of Mysteries. Its ethereal presence has long been regarded as a mystical and enigmatic artifact, but when faced with such an imposing structure, it's hard not to ask questions like, what is it, who created it, and how does the veil connect to the Wizarding World's understanding of life, death, and the beyond? Furthermore, what if the veil is not exactly what it seems? What if, hidden within its folds, lies a dark truth about the Ministry's sordid past? Today we're going to peel back the layers of secrecy that have long surrounded the veil, and reveal a number of shocking revelations. For instance, what if I told you that the Ministry of Magic may have once employed the veil for unimaginable, nefarious purposes? Prepare to question everything you thought you knew, as we navigate the twisted corridors of the Ministry, uncovering a truth so haunting that it shaped the very foundations upon which this magical institution was built. Can you handle the truth that lies beyond the veil? Let's dive in. You may remember the heart-stopping moment when, in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, we first stepped into the Department of Mysteries, a tangled labyrinth of enchantment and hush-hush operations tucked within the heart of the Ministry of Magic. But perhaps the most chilling revelation to come from our introduction to this department is the veil. This ancient relic, time-worn and filled with whispered secrets, resides in an ebon-drenched chamber known as the Death Chamber. This stone dais, draped with a crumbling, ripped, and strangely mesmerizing black veil, was like nothing we'd seen before in our journey through the Wizarding World. The massive, ancient stone archway, which stands in the center of the Death Chamber, is believed to act as a sort of portal between the lands of the living and the dead, and it is believed that those who step through the veil, or fall through, become trapped in the world of death. Those who stand close enough and have belief in the afterlife also swear by their ability to hear faint whisperings that appear to come from the other side. For these reasons, many believe the veil to be a glimmering threshold guiding departed souls into the next realm, a gateway between the realms of the living and the dead that was created by ancient witchcraft. Another theory posits that the veil was created by the Department of Mysteries as a means to study death and the other side more closely. After all, the Ministry is no stranger to tampering with forces beyond their comprehension, as we've seen with the Time Turners and Dangerous Prophecies. But if we take a look back at the veil's history, or rather the Ministry's history, I think that we can derive a lot more about the veil's origins. For example, did you know that recorded activity in the Death Chamber predates the origins of the Ministry itself? The Department of Mysteries can be traced back to 1672, while the Ministry itself was founded in 1707. Provided that the veil is located within this very department, I think it's highly likely that this ancient archway existed long before the Ministry ever came into being. And based on the description of the veil from the books, I'd wager that it's at least a couple thousand years old, predating the Ministry itself by several millennia. A stone archway that looked so ancient, cracked and crumbling, that Harry was amazed the thing was still standing. In fact, given that the structure predates the Ministry of Magic, I'd like to put forth the idea that the Ministry of Magic and Department of Mysteries were actually constructed around it, marking the chamber off as a place of significance. The ministry is only located where it is now because that's where the veil happened to be. But why, you might now be asking, would the ministry decide to build their entire operation around this ancient relic? Personally, I think that it was a mix of practical and nefarious reasons. First of all, encasing the veil within the ministry building would allow for containment and control, ensuring that its unknown or dangerous properties are monitored and regulated. Second of all, building around the veil could sever connections between it and the outside world, safeguarding its secrecy. The close proximity of the veil to the ministry would also facilitate research and study of its mysteries, potentially unlocking valuable knowledge. By centralizing the veil's power, the ministry could prevent unauthorized individuals from misusing it, while symbolizing their authority over matters of life, death, and the afterlife. It would make perfect sense that, upon discovering an ancient and powerful artifact, the ministry would want to gain its control. They wanted to study it, and they wanted to keep it safe. But if we take a closer look at the room that was built around the veil, I think there are some clues which indicate that the veil was used for more sinister intentions. This room was larger than the last, dimly lit and rectangular, and the center of it was sunken, forming a great stone pit some 20 feet deep. They were standing on the topmost tier of what seemed to be stone benches running all around the room, and descending in steep steps like an amphitheater, or the courtroom in which Harry had been tried by the Wizengamot. Instead of a chain chair, however, there was a raised stone dais in the center of the pit, on which stood a stone archway that looked so ancient, cracked and crumbling, that Harry was amazed the thing was still standing. Unsupported by any surrounding wall, the archway was hung with a tattered black curtain or veil which, despite the complete stillness of the cold surrounding air, was fluttering very slightly as though it had just been touched. Upon closer inspection of the description of the veil and its surroundings, it starts to become clear that the room's infrastructure was designed with spectatorship in mind. The rectangular layout and sunken stone pit, resembling an amphitheater, offer a vantage point that ensures all observers have a clear view. Furthermore, the tiered stone benches, reminiscent of a courtroom, enhance the theatricality of the space, creating a sense of anticipation and drama. It's as though the room was deliberately designed for spectatorship. And here's the thing, I think it was. But I don't think it was the kind of spectacle that would be quite as accepted in the modern era. Because you see, I think that the room surrounding the veil was a sort of execution chamber. Upon entering the room, Harry couldn't shake the resemblance it bore to the Wizengamot courtroom, with its stone benches and central archway replacing the traditional chained chair. And this is what made me wonder. What if this room once served as a place of execution for convicted criminals in the wizarding world? Could it have been an ancient venue for Wizengamot court trials, where fateful decisions were made and justice was enacted with finality? Over the course of Muggle history, various practices of public execution have been employed as a means to deter individuals from defying laws or authorities. These methods have varied significantly across different time periods and cultures. These methods include hanging, where a calculated drop is used to cause neck fracture and immediate loss of consciousness, beheading, often carried out with sharp-edged weapons like swords or guillotines, and, something wizardkind is all too familiar with, burning at the stake, a common punishment for those accused of heresy and witchcraft. And what do all of these punishments have in common? Well, they were all public spectacles. The reason being that by putting these punishments on display for all to see, it could potentially serve to instill fear in the public and deter people from engaging in said activities. The public aspect of executions also served the purpose of publicly shaming the individuals being executed. By exposing their crimes and their punishment to the public eye, it sought to stigmatize the offenders and tarnish their reputation within their community. The veil was simply the wizarding world's equivalent of beheading or hanging, and it functioned extremely well in this capacity. Can we also just appreciate for a second that the veil literally sits in a chamber named the Death Chamber? Perhaps it got this name because people were killed there. The period in history when the Ministry of Magic was founded was known to be much harsher, marked by a time when magical society faced all sorts of challenges and threats. It was an era characterized by widespread fear, uncertainty, and the need for strong measures to maintain law and order within the magical community. Therefore, during this tumultuous time, I suspect the Ministry of Magic may have resorted to more extreme methods of punishment, like public executions, to assert their authority and deter individuals from defying their laws. By utilizing the Veil and the Death Chamber for public executions, the Ministry of Magic could have effectively demonstrated its power and determination to uphold the rule of law, while instilling fear in those who dared to challenge its authority. After all, the founding of the Ministry of Magic represents a pivotal point in magical society's history, as it marks the establishment of a centralized authority to govern and regulate the wizarding community. During this crucial time, the Ministry sought to establish itself as a force to be reckoned with, demonstrating its power and control over its citizens. Utilizing the Veil as a tool for public execution would have served as a powerful symbol of the Ministry's intentions and sent a clear message to the magical population. By employing it as a means of execution, the Ministry would have invoked a sense of fear and awe among the population. The visual spectacle of individuals stepping through the Veil and disappearing into the unknown would have been haunting and unsettling, serving as a stark reminder of the Ministry's power and the ultimate consequences of crossing its path. Furthermore, this would have been a demonstration of their determination to uphold the rule of law and the severity of the consequences for those who dared to challenge their authority. And so, building the Ministry around the powerful magical relic that is the Veil turned out to be the perfect recipe for ushering in a new era of law and order. However, as time progressed and societal norms evolved, the Ministry of Magic likely underwent significant changes in its approach to justice and punishment. The initial harshness of its founding era, marked by public executions and the potential use of the Veil for capital punishment, eventually gave way to slightly more progressive practices. The era of criminals being publicly taken through the Veil came to an end, paving the way for a new practice of sending offenders to the island fortress of Azkaban. Whether Azkaban is actually more humane is up to you to decide. And that's it for today's video. What do you think of this theory? Could the Veil and Death Chamber have been used as an execution chamber during the Ministry's rise to power? What do you think about the Ministry itself being built around the Veil? Let me know down in the comment section below. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams, and forget to live.